Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Greetings, everybody. My name's Rob Statham. I'll be with you today for Failsafe Moment podcast. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what we do at Failsafe. Our flagship methodology, we help people learn from things that go wrong using a process where we identify latency. Latent cause analysis is an evidence-driven process where we ban blame and we also ensure that people see their part in an incident and they understand how the incident happened and also why it happened, all the while literally seeing their part. I guess one of the big takeaways when you walk through a fact-finding mission and you're seeking to understand why something went wrong, it branches out. There's not just one taproot, obviously. It branches out. There's many, many reasons. And when things go wrong, it can be very complex. But what you understand going through this process, what you're able to see is that we all actually play a part. That's something that is usually a big takeaway and aha for people when they come out of a stakeholder meeting. And going into it, they don't think that's the case. That's why it's so important for us to ban blame. Yeah, blame is completely unacceptable. And unfortunately, the higher the consequence of an event, failures actually attract blame. People do not like to be associated with incidents or mistakes or failures. And the higher the consequence, the more serious people get about that. And what it does then is it leads to blame and finger pointing. And the first problem with blame, right off the bat, is you cannot blame and understand. Honestly, it's like a light switch. Blame and understanding are inversely proportional. You can think of it like when your kids tell you that they can't do something. Well, when as long as they have in their mind that they can't do something, they won't do it. Well, blame is the exact same way. As long as you think the problem exists outside of yourself, you'll never have the opportunity to see the part you play. That's why it's so important for us to ban blame. We have to understand not only how the incident occurred, but why it occurred. And what you'll discover, why things occur, is because we're all attached at the hip and we all influence each other and play a part. Some people may have a bigger ripple effect. They may have more to do with something going wrong than others that are further removed from it. But the problem is we all play a part. And unfortunately, we go through life, and this is at work, this is at home, this is when you're at Walmart. We go through work and we think that we're not attached to one another, that we don't influence each other. And honestly, it's the exact opposite. We do play a part in everything that goes wrong. If you look at this world and the political landscape, if you've listened to this anytime, probably in the next 10 years, I'm not a prophet, but I can see where we're at. The political landscape that we're in, one side thinks it's completely the other side's fault and vice versa. And the truth is, we all played a part. People let it get to where it is now that we're having such egregious problems. Well, that's because we're guilty of blaming and not seeking to understand, because when we understand, we'll find solutions. The other thing that blame does is it literally cultivates a culture of fear. That's why it's critical that we ban blame. And to me, the absolute biggest thing that blame does when you introduce blame is it undermines trust. And trust, if you think about this, is literally the foundation of all healthy relationships. This is true at work. If management doesn't trust their employees, and if field people don't trust their supervisors or management, you're going to have a miserable time working together. And the higher the trust is in a relationship, the better things seem to go. And that's the problem with blame. And it also plays into our nature as human beings, because we're by nature problem solvers. We like to fix things as fast as possible and move on to the next challenge. Well, blame is the perfect tool for us, because when something happens that doesn't directly influence us or involve us, we're able to look and go, well, that was Zone E's problem, not mine. And we've now solved the problem, and we move on to the next issue. And that in itself will literally cause us problems. For people to learn, to grow, it'll be evidenced by a change. And if you think about this, people have to change the way they think if they're going to change the way they behave or the way they operate at work. And for us to improve, to learn, it's critical that we take opportunities as they come. You don't have to go on a fact-finding mission on every incident there ever was. But there are times you should probably slow down a little bit and learn from it. And if you're learning, you'll see a change in the way you're doing things. And we bring this, our process brings this down to the individual, where the individual can see themselves as part of the problem. That's why it's so effective. It's such an effective process. One of our class attendees said, you either change people or you're going to change people. And it's a pretty profound statement if you think about it, because people need to grow and learn. Otherwise, we're going to fall into that trap of blaming and think, well, our problem is just these people. Let's get rid of these people. We'll get new people. When you're dropping the same people in the same environment, you're going to end up getting the same results. And that's just something that you need to remember. The first thing, when there's an incident that goes wrong, we know people cause problems, but we need to understand why. We need to understand why. We need to embrace the opportunity and learn from it. Critically important. And what you'll find is what we find on every single incident we look into, that small problems, small unresolved problems, are what cause big problems. In fact, they're literally warning signs. There are always warning signs of an incident before it happens. We just experienced a tragic near miss as a nation. There was an assassination attempt on former President Trump. And if you look at that, there are always warning signs. There were people, he was caught in radar with a rangefinder. There were people there 20 minutes before the president came on, saying, hey, there's a guy on the roof. Warning sign after warning sign after warning sign. And what happens is, we, for some reason, one reason or another, this is what you have to try to understand, we ignore the warning signs, and then catastrophe usually follows. There's something for you to consider. I believe our only choice is not if we listen to failure, but it's when we listen. That's the choice we have, because it gets louder. Leaks in your roof, they don't go away. They get worse. And that's the value in latent cause analysis. You get an opportunity to understand how the incident occurred, literally the physics of what went wrong. It can be very complex. You may have an equipment problem, manufacturing issue that requires things to change. I mean, bearings and lubrication or metallurgy, tensions, types of belts you use, things may have to be redesigned. And you'll learn all of that. You'll understand all of that. But that's not the only things that need to change. We also then need to see the people involved that enabled the physical causes of that incident, what they did, because we don't want to blame people. We want to learn. And what I want to understand is how we influence those decisions. This is what I find all the time. It's things that we've done and gotten away with. And then all of a sudden a vessel overfills and there's a fire. And we look at people and go, what did you do? There's a scene out of Tommy Boy, an old movie, where a guy has a classic car and Tommy breaks the door on it and smashes it back on. And he's just sitting in the car. And the gentleman comes up and goes to open the door and the whole door falls off. And Tommy looks at him and goes, what did you do? That's what people act like all the time when something goes wrong. That's why it's so important that we approach incidents with an attitude that we're going to ban blame and we're going to seek to try to understand to such an extent. This is the test. Try to understand to such an extent you're convinced you would have done the same thing if you were that person in their shoes at that point in time, in that situation, and you have those thoughts going through your mind. That's how you know you truly, truly understand. And honestly, that's where you'll discover profound learning. That's why I get so excited about helping people learn how to lead and facilitate a stakeholder meeting and perform a latent cause analysis, because it uses evidence and it literally leads to profound learning if we just follow the steps and follow the process. And people come out of it changed. That's what I like about it. And it's changed in a healthy way. It's changed for the better. It's not ashamed. People aren't hanging their heads low. People actually understand why people did what they did. And to the extent they even see that we play a part in that. Some people don't understand that when I say that. Think about this. You're going to work one morning, you get on the interstate, there's a highway patrolman sitting in the median. You immediately look at your speedometer, you see you're going the speed limit. Let's say it's 75 miles an hour and you're going 76 miles an hour, and you go by him, and coming up behind you, someone's going 85 miles an hour, and they blow by him and you at 85 miles an hour, and you go up, and you just look in your mirror, you're waiting for him to move, and he never moves. And the next day, you get on the interstate, same highway patrolman sitting there, another car comes up, and they're going 90, and they blow by you, right in front of him and you, and the highway patrolman never moves. And you do this day after day after day, you begin to understand that, you know what, you probably don't have to go 75 miles an hour. You can probably push it up a little higher to 80 or 85. That's what everyone else is doing. 90, who knows? Well, is it that highway patrolman's fault that you're speeding? Think about that. I'm here to tell you, I'm all about accountability. If you're operating that vehicle, you're responsible for how fast it goes. There's no doubt in my mind. Did the highway patrolman play a part? Did he influence you? Did the people passing you at 85 and 90 miles an hour influence you to also speed? You know they did. They absolutely did. That's what latency is. It's that part of culture, the way we are, that it's normal for us, yet it influences us to do things that we know we ought not do. And what happens then, it ends up blowing up. It's not just that you're speeding. All of a sudden, then you end up losing control and getting in a wreck. And then the highway patrolman shows up. And what were you doing? He's like Tommy boy. He gives you a ticket for reckless driving, for speeding, for on and on and on. When he's watched this day after day after day, that's where we need to get if we want to actually improve, if we want to address what's causing problems. We need to get beyond just addressing the physics. The physics need to be addressed. They absolutely do. I believe that wholeheartedly. Our procedures and policies, our systems need to be addressed. There are places where they're contributing to our issues. Absolutely. But the bottom line is people need to see how they contribute, and they need to change the way they think. Because if they don't change the way they think, they're going to continue to act the way they have. And we're going to continue to have other problems. Only this time it won't be speeding on the interstate. It could be some other problem. It could be rolling through a stoplight. Take it to work, right?
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.